10-0 TR Mobile.
TR W4OOC Mobile.
Good afternoon, Keith. I had to stop and think there a minute. It's a little weak on the input. Let me turn my radio down here. How are you faring today?
About the same most every day, Tom. Appreciate you asking. I just go down to one of these clinics over here at the hospital in Greenville. So I'm doing that once a week, or once every 2 weeks, something like that. Other than that, I'm doing good. I'm still, I think I'm still improving from that heart thing, man.
I knew you had some problems here a while back, but can't remember what it was, Keith. You do sound weak, I have to say. I mean, your voice does. And I can't say to blame you for that.
I had a heart attack somewhere in January or 1st of February. And they said they think I had another one back in November. Anyhow, they wound up putting me in the hospital in February. No, I stayed in there in the CCU for 9 days.
That's not a good sign, I'll say that. Sorry to hear that, Keith. Well, what are you having to go back for now? You say you go back once a week?
As far as the adjusting some of my medicine, one of the main ones that they wanted me to take, I couldn't take, and they had to change it, so this one has to be adjusted. The dosage only has to be adjusted, so I was doing that once a week, and I think they're going to let me come back now every 2 weeks. I think they've pretty much got it down bad.
I think Coreg is the one that was a miracle worker for me. But, wow, do you have a pacemaker in there, too?
Roger, I got the pacemaker done last month. It's a combination pacemaker defibrillator. It's one unit serves as just one the same, so that's what's keeping me going right now. I mean, if something happens to me, if I have another ant, but that's the one that's supposed to take care of me and keep me going, brother.
Well, they told me about 10 years ago I'd have to have one of those probably in about 10 years, but let me see. That would have been 2010 when it was. But I haven't, and that Coreg, it's CardioVille, I think, and I don't take it in a very large dose, but I didn't have a heart attack, knock on wood. I had heart failure. It's a different thing, weak heart muscle, and I had an enlarged heart. But, boy, it's been a miracle worker for me. Well, sorry to hear that, Keith, and, I didn't have those bills.
I seen the first one for the one from the hospital. I like to have another heart attack, and I got the other one from the insertion of the electronic unit that I've got in my chest. I almost had another one after that. It's just incredible what those things cost. And it wasn't so much the unit; it was actually it wasn't the parts; it was the labor.
Yeah, when Bernice had, you had two stents, didn't you, Mom? Yeah. I think it was $77,000 back then, and that's been several years ago. But that's scary, I'll tell you for sure. Well, I thought maybe that there's a thing called the Mission Act now, and I thought maybe you might be able to get something from the VA to help you out on that.
It's all still in the works, Tom. Most of it was a big portion of it. Medicare took care of it. I'm still working on the VA side of it, Roger.
And I'll tell you what, the DAV is a great organization. I just bumped into that by accident one day when I was down at Columbia going through some tests back about 10 years ago. And a guy told me that I ought to go see them, and I had back in Kansas, and it was useless. And the VA back there was useless. And down here, they've been nothing but kind and helpful. I can't say enough.
Roger that.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'm making out with everything pretty good right now, so, I'm not totally destitute over it.
Roger. Well, I don't use the VA for my primary. I just go in there once every 6 months, but have the Medicare and also have gap insurance that takes care of most everything, but I know the guys tell me that they can be very helpful on things.
Hey, Roger, I got one of those gap policies or supplemental policies or whatever you say, and that right there has been a lifesaver also.
It's just incredible the amount. What they charge for that colonoscopy the other day? I can't remember. Yeah, I think initially it was something like $13,000 or something, and it wound up amounting to nothing, but it's just unbelievable the astronomical prices that it costs nowadays. But I know it takes a lot to keep those places going, of course. This is N0TR.
Roger that. Like I said, I'm not going to complain. I'm still on the right side of the dirt for the moment. So I'm not going to complain too much about the cost, darn it. I'm just going to, as a man said, as he told the Indian tribe that time, I'm going to just endeavor to persevere, Roger.
It's all we can do. It's all we can do. Oh, well, we're headed down to take the grandkids some fruit that we got at the fruit stand, and got some peaches for the daughter and blackberries for the grandkids, and Bernice made them some new masks for school, and they changed school, so they get to go in full time where they're going, at least for now. That other schedule was just like one day a week or something for the Greenville schools to start out with, and the daughter just couldn't put up with that.
Roger, my oldest daughter's a teacher. I think it's, honestly, I can't remember which grade. I think it's still elementary school, sixth grade or something like that. And she chose to go with the online instruction. I don't know what the criteria she used to make that decision was, but I know she's having a time cramming everything into her schedule because she's still working on a doctorate that she's supposed to be finishing up sometime next spring. So I didn't even ask her. She just told me that what she was doing, so she's not back in the classroom. So.
Wonderful. Yeah, to have someone that smart in the family, and she can easily teach the kids. Well, my daughter works. She's an engineer for GE, and my son-in-law works. He's an engineer at a machine tool place here. And they just have a full schedule, what with athletics and all of that stuff. And of course, that was cut down recently. But they're starting to start back up. But it's been terrible on the parents, and particularly the ones that don't have the economics to support this kind of thing. And I don't think that online learning is for most folks. They don't have the parenting behind it to be able to come in and help teach them, you know. So that makes it less effective than having face-to-face.
Roger, I understand and totally agree with that. I don't think it's near as effective. Looking one in the eyeball is a lot more effective, I think. It's all around. So that was her decision, and I don't know if that has to do with her ability or inability to move back and forth because she doesn't drive, she's handicapped, and has to walk with a pair of Canadian canes. That may have influenced it, I'm not sure.
Roger on that. Well, that's too bad on that, for sure. Well, I'll tell you, Amy's smart, and she could teach him all right, but it's just, you know, she's sitting there working online most of the time at her job, and to be able to concentrate and then multitask that much, besides being the chief cook and bottle washer on top of that, and it just was really rough, so she chose to go to a private school, and again, there you've got considerable expense for that.
Right to that. Well, I feel for all of them, and I congratulate all of them for being as well off as they are, and be doing as good a job as they do. I mean, I commend them, because I certainly wouldn't want to do it. Of course, the time that you and I and the rest of us were in school, we never did have to face anything like this. So I feel for them, and of course, you know, I'd do anything for any of them, whatever I could do to help them out. But you know, I'm just I am who I am and the shape I'm in. I don't get a chance to do that much, because I don't even live close to my daughter. So you know how that goes.
Sir. Yeah, Roger on that. Well, just blatantly, we would not have had the money to do something like that. And of course, there wasn't any internet back then anyways, until, I guess later in their lives, there was some. But even a 40-net was difficult. But there's a lot of people that can't afford that. Heck, the internet now... Oh, I don't know what it is, $60 or $70 a month, and it would have been too much back when I was young and not making that much money, even though I was an electrician. But and, you know, I look back on it now, Keith, and it was my fault. I won't blame the educators. But the best instructors I ever had in my life was in the United States Navy, and a lot of them were jarheads.
That too, Mr. Tone. I'm not sure of that too. The last active duty station I had was actually up at the proving grounds in Maryland, and all my instructors up there were jarheads.
They give you an attitude adjustment if you didn't pay attention to. Which I think a lot of these kids need nowadays. But we had to have both, like in AE school, and then in my other schools I had the same thing applied. But they were really good. I remember this gunnery sergeant one time, he looked at me, and we was doing transistor theory, and they got into hole flow, or the positive holes, you know, and he looked at me and he says, "Rouse, you don't understand that, do you?" No, Sergeant. And he said, "Why didn't you ask?" And I said, "Well, I didn't want to seem like a dummy." I said, "Most of these guys in here have college educations, and I said, I goofed off in high school and didn't study good, and it's just hard for me to understand that." He says, "The only stupid question in my class is the one that goes unasked." And I utilized that the rest of my life. And he meant it. And each day after class, with you or anything else. But that was the only rough class I really had. All of them were challenging, but, oh, man, that particular theory he got into there was pretty highfalutin.
Now, for some reason, it was... sort of the same, but a little bit opposite where you'd think it should have been with me. I didn't have a problem at all. Not the first problem in A school. My problem was the prep school, the basic electricity and electronics, because I never, ever had anything to do with it before I stepped into that. Now, of course, I had to go to basic electricity and electronics first. But once I got out of that and got myself through that, A school, it was great. But I didn't have any kind of problem with it.
To aircraft familiarization for 2 weeks, and then we went into A school. And I think the biggest problem I had was I'm like you, I don't know why they chose me to be in electricity or electronics. And the problem I had was the math, because like I said, I did not bear down in high school. I did not like it. Now, business math and, you know, regular math like that, I can do standing on my head. But when you get into vector analysis and trigonometry and stuff like that, like they were getting into with motor generators theory, want to go straight here. It was just really challenging. And a lot of the guys I was in class with were reservists, a good portion of them. And they'd had some years on top of high school, and heck, it was a piece of cake for them.
Tom, you're bringing up bad memories for me. I'll have bad dreams tonight over some of that stuff you've been talking about, some of that trig and stuff.
Yeah, I can always have, and I don't know if I can now or not, but I had a real good memory. And I could memorize formulas and things like that. But I like to, when I'm doing something, I want to understand it. I don't want to just go study, you know, like these questions nowadays, multiple choice questions, and memorize that, which they didn't do there. Heck, I think that third class and that second class test was amongst the hardest tests I ever took in my life, because it was such a broad spectrum. I'd never been aboard ship, and they started asking all kinds of questions about ships, you know.
The thing about the Navy, you have to study for your job description before you take the test. Plus, you got to study for the petty officer section of it. And that's like being double whammied, double tapped.
Yeah, and it was dang tough. It was really, really a tough test, because that's, you know, had things in there that really hadn't been subjected to. And I don't know, in boot camp, I don't know if I remember the classes there that well or not. And first time I landed aboard the carrier, I didn't know how to get around, Keith.
And I never had anything to do with a carrier, except when we went into the yards up at Bremerton over on the West Coast. My dad-in-law's ship was in there also. They got there 2 weeks before we did. It was the Constellation. And that's the only reason I ever became any kind of familiar with the carrier, because he was on it. And, of course, we rode back and forth to work and to home together.
Them were monsters, weren't they? That one was, 1,067 foot long or so. The one I was on was 895 feet long, but I wasn't on it long enough to really know. I got transferred off of there, but I was actually assigned to it, you might say, when I went into VS-41 for flight training, and then VS-33. I was actually assigned to it for a year and a half before I transferred to duty with my brother in the P-3s. And so the only experience I had was during carrier quals. You know, we hadn't deployed yet. Just barely missed that. But I did not like that part of it. I don't know. I was from Kansas, I guess, Keith, and it just didn't agree with me. But I bet there's a lot of guys that could say that.
I'm sure there's thousands that could say that. Oh, Lordy. All right, Tom, Well, actually, I got to get out of here. I got to make a stop. I'm on my way home, and I promise my other half, or the better half, is I'll make a stop on my way home and pick something up. I hope you folks have a real good day for the rest of it. It's good to talk to you again. I enjoyed it. W400C, I'll be clear off to yours.
Yeah, memories and memories. Good and bad. It's still nice to go back over things that we all been through, Keith, and thank God we're still here. Well, you get well, my friend, and I'll talk to you down the line. We're not too far from Amy's house now. W400OOC, N0TR, clear.